seconds later, his heart was still beating. Mr. Pandesky screamed. The lizard which had been in the cereal box was springing towards him. Mr. Shore shot it in mid-air. Stanley felt the blast shatter the air around him. The lizard scurried frantically around his very still body. He did not flinch. A lizard ran across his closed mouth. He glanced at Zero, and Zero's eyes met his. Somehow they were both still alive, at least for one more second, one more heartbeat. Mr. Sir lit a cigarette. I thought you quit, said one of the other counselors. Yeah, well, sometimes sunflower seeds just won't cut it. He took a long drag on his cigarette. I'm going to have nightmares the rest of my life. Maybe we should just shoot them, suggested Mr. Pandesky. Who? Asked a counselor. The lizard or the kids? Mr. Pandesky laughed grimly. The kids are going to die anyway. He laughed again. At least we got plenty of grace to choose from. We've got time, said the warden. I waited this long. I can't wait another few. Her voice trailed off. Stanley felt a lizard crawl in and out of his pocket. We're going to keep our story simple, said the warden. That woman's going to ask lots of questions. The agent will most likely initiate an investigation. So this is what happened. Stanley tried to run away in the night, fell in a hole, and the lizard got him. That's it. We're not even going to give them Zero's body. As far as anybody knows, Zero doesn't exist. Like Mom said, we got plenty of grades to choose from. Why would he run away if he knew he was getting released today? Asked Mr. Pandesky. Who knows? He's crazy. That's why we couldn't release him yesterday. He was delicious, and we had to keep watch over him so he wouldn't hurt himself or anybody else.